Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Veal applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Pilarczyk now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Kaline moves to third. Harris moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veal moves to second. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veal scores. Heft moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. 1 out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veal strikes out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.